Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact. The market commentary is brought to you by Peter Machlup Fine Wrist Watches, South Africa's most trusted and loved watch trader.
Well, Anthea, the JSE and the Rand both had a nice little response to the 25 basis points cut in the interest rates that we saw today. But I think many of us were hoping that the MPC would follow the Fed and give us 50.
I think that's a bit hopeful. I think we all know that Netanyahu is very hawkish, but it certainly opened the door for them, but they weren't going to take it. And I think with our MPC, there was a lot of talk previously about them having to cut and should they have cut earlier. But our opinion is that if they had cut earlier, one, they risk inflation spiking again. And we all know how Lesetja feels about that. You know, inflation is an absolute bane for the poor. And so he doesn't want to take that risk in an emerging economy. And then if that happens, then the Reserve Bank loses credibility. So in fact, after the meetings, like the journalists and the analysts were asking, did you make a mistake? And he was quite adamant about it. He said, no, we absolutely did not make a mistake. I think what's going to be interesting from here on is because he's been talking a lot about lowering the inflation target. And if that's the case, then I think we must expect a higher terminal rate to make up for that lower inflation target. And so even though things are really playing in our favor, the Fed cutting by 50 basis points, the strong rand, I mean, we haven't seen this for I don't know how long. And inflation well within kind of on the target, it does play well or bode well for another rate cut in November. But I think like the Fed, the Reserve Bank or the MPC are going to be data driven and cautious. I think what was interesting as well, Dawn, you heard, I'm sure, that there were three options on the table. People voted, or the MPC members voted for 25, 50, and a hold. So the fact that they came out with a 25 cut seems like in the middle, really.
Yes, that's very interesting. And, you know, one of the other things, of course, that plays into our interest rates and our inflation is that a large chunk of our inflation is actually imported inflation. It's not demand-driven inflation. And so the exchange rate plays heavily into that. And although it's not necessarily part of the MPC's mandate, they obviously look at the exchange rate as well.
Absolutely. In fact, Lesetja said that the Reserve Bank is not concerned about demand-driven inflation. But if they had cut before, and of course you know that money flows to higher yield, and if we're cutting interest rates and the U.S. is keeping interest rates higher, then you're getting more for your money at a higher interest rate. So I think, you know, the Reserve Bank certainly got it right. I'm very impressed with this MPC. I think they know exactly what they're doing. Look, not that the US Fed was not, or even the Bank of England. So Bank of England kept interest rates unchanged today. And this big 50 basis points cut in the US was interesting. So I was a bit surprised, I must admit. I know that in the last week, and literally only in the last week, the market was pricing in a 50 basis point cut in the US. Before that, it was only 25. I actually didn't think they would do it. But then the next surprise was when Powell said, I heard him say that, like, kind of what I read into it was that he was admitting to making a mistake by not cutting earlier, which is why they cut 50 basis points. And then, of course, we all know how this works, right? It's not always about the quantum of the cut on the day, because the market seems to price that in already. But it's about the communication around the decision, or in other words, where are we heading? And I think that the US Fed signaling another 50 basis points cut for 2024 makes it interesting. So they've got two more cuts in the US, and we've only got one more until the end of the year. And I don't think that our Reserve Bank is going to follow they're 50, 25, 25. You know, we've done, they've done 50, we've done 25, and I think we're going to get another 25.
I mean, there's always this talk of how, keeping that sweetener, because that, at the end of the day, you know, increases the carry trade and keeps money, you know, investment coming, keeps the rand at a strong level. I mean, it's a balancing act. I'm quite glad that I'm not trying to walk that tightrope.
Indeed, yes. And we are price takers, so we do have to be careful about keeping the carry trade and making sure that the rand is strong enough to keep inflation low, right?
Yes. And, you know, this morning when I was doing the morning markets for Fine Music Radio, China still seems to be in a world of hurt. It seems to be the outlier in all of these sort of decisions. And I mean, their interest rate cuts are happening because their economy is tanking, which is not necessarily what you're seeing elsewhere.
Dawn, I have a different take on that. So I'm a bit of a China bull. And a lot of people are concerned about China because they're not reaching their 5% GDP growth. But if there is one thing I am fairly certain about, and that is that the Chinese government will do whatever they have to in order to make sure that they reach their GDP growth targets. Now, I don't know, you know, as Westerners, we hate this idea of stopping IPOs, Jack Ma disappearing, and now the Evergrande CEO disappearing. Oh, for us as Westerners, we're like, well, that is just ridiculous. You know, we want capitalism. In China, they want a more evenly spread growth. They don't want the Bill Gateses and the Elon Musks and the Jeff Bezoses. They want, or the Silicon Valley. They want 9 Silicon Valleys. They want 1,000 Jeff Bezoses. And so we don't like the way they operate, but I'm not as concerned, I think, as everyone else is. Of course, there are concerns and they have to get out of this property crisis and we need them to be building infrastructure, to buy our commodities and so forth, and that little cycle. We almost want to rely on them for global economic growth because, let's face it, everyone's a bit nervous about the US going into recession now. And also, by the way, I don't think that this 50 basis points was to cut by the Fed last night was to stave off recession like they have done in the past. I think they just got a fright about unemployment. And so back to China. It is a concern, I think. But again, I don't feel as concerned as everyone else does about it. So I'm still okay with it. And in fact, you know, one of the questions that our Reserve Bank got today was, what about growth? You really haven't changed it since your last meeting. And the governor said, well, sure. You know, we were expecting load shedding to shave off 2% per annum of growth. And just because there's no load shedding doesn't mean we're going to reach our growth targets. There are other structural issues within South Africa that we need to fix in order to reach our growth targets. So they haven't really improved their growth outlook for the country, which is disappointing, I guess. But we have to make up our own minds as well about that, right?
You know, absolutely. And as always, a nice contrarian view there from Anthea. Thanks so much, Anthea. That was Anthea Gardner, MD of Cartesian Capital, chatting to us about today's markets.
The market commentary was brought to you by Peter Machlop Fine Wrist Watches, South Africa's most trusted and loved watch trader.
Listen next Thursday just after 6 p.m. for another market commentary with me, Michael Avery, brought to you by Peter Machlop Fine Wrist Watches, South Africa's most trusted and loved watch trader.
Do you have a luxury watch you would like to sell? I'm Peter Machlop. For over 30 years, South Africans have trusted me with their luxury watches. I buy Rolex, Patek Philippe, Breitling, Panerai, Cartier and Omega. I offer honest advice, a fair price and a personalized experience from my upmarket, safe and secure office. Ready to sell your Rolex? Visit my website, peterbuyswatches.co.za.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.